Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Well, thanks for joining us for another edition of Cover Your Assets KC. This is the podcast that's going to help you learn a little bit more about the financial world and how it might even impact you and your individual situation. I'm Walter Storholt alongside David Dickens. He's the man of the hour, if you will, or I guess maybe of the next 12 to 15 minutes. You don't quite get to be the man of the hour here, David. We keep things...
We'll take it a block at a time, Walter.
That's right. We keep things short and sweet here on the podcast, but we do a lot of these shows, so it builds up to many, many hours where you get to be the star of the show. If you're new to the program, a quick reminder that David is the president and wealth advisor of KC Financial Advisors, serving you throughout the Kansas City area with an office right there in Overland Park. And you can find all the past episodes of the podcast and find out ways to subscribe and all that good stuff by going to coveryourassetskc.com. Again, that's coveryourassetskc.com. And we've got a really good listener question on today's program, David, that I think is going to lead to some sharp discussion. And this one comes to us from Paul in Overland Park. And here's Paul's question. He says, I guess I should have known better, David, but for some reason I was under the impression that I wouldn't have to pay taxes on my Social Security benefits. Well, now I know better, but it seems like some people pay more than others. How does this whole system work?
Well, so Paul, that is a really common misperception. So you kind of feel like you're being taxed with each paycheck as you're working for your Social Security withdrawals. And then once you start receiving them, they are oftentimes subject to taxation. So let's kind of pick that apart. Yes, it varies depending on who you are and how much other income you have. So some people don't pay any taxes on their Social Security income. And other people pay up to on 85% of the Social Security income they receive. So round numbers, you receive $10,000 of Social Security income, up to $8,500 of that might be taxable. So actually, Paul, let me just back up. I'm assuming that you're asking a question about once you've reached full retirement age. So Paul, if you're younger than, let's say, 66, you can't earn more than $17,000 roughly without your Social Security then being deducted from. But I think what you're asking is, once you're fully retired, is my Social Security taxable? And the answer is maybe. So here's the way it works. Back in 1981, before 1983, Social Security was not taxable. But back in 1981, Congress and President Reagan convened this, I think it was called the National Commission on Social Security Reform, which we'll probably have again sometime in the next decade. But what they determined was that certain people had a lot of other income, and maybe they decided we should tax their Social Security income because they have so much other income. So here's what happens, Paul. The IRS keeps track of your other income on a separate ledger, and they call that provisional income. And if you're single, if you're filing taxes as a single person, and if your provisional income is greater than $25,000 a year, then your Social Security income starts becoming taxable. If you're married filing jointly, and if your provisional income is greater than $32,000 a year, then your Social Security starts becoming taxable. Ultimately, somewhere between 0 and 85% of your Social Security is taxable.
So, David, what qualifies as provisional income? What's really the meaning behind that?
Okay, so that's really the big question. And so, Paul, we're gonna get down to the brass tacks here. The separate ledger that the IRS keeps track of contains certain things. It includes every dollar of interest and dividends that you earn in a given year on your bank deposits, any bonds you might own, and any stocks that you would own. It also includes tax-free interest that you might earn on municipal bonds. Now, that doesn't seem to make much sense, but they add back in tax-free income. And it includes any wages that you earn, Paul. So if you're still working in retirement, your provisional income also includes your wages. If you were lucky enough to earn a pension while you were working, all of your pension income is included in provisional income. And then every penny of money that you take out of your IRA, your 401k, your 403b, all of those tax-deferred retirement accounts, all of that is added into the provisional income. And then one more thing. one half of your Social Security income. So if you add up all your interest in dividends, all your interest on municipal bonds, all your earnings, your wages, any pension income, all withdrawals from your retirement plans, and half of your Social Security income, if all that stuff equals more than $32,000 and you're filing jointly, then your Social Security starts to becoming taxable.
All right. So are there some main causes, or maybe triggers is the right word here, David, that would cause Social Security to be taxed? I mean, what are some of the big red flags to be on the lookout for?
Yeah, Walter, we look at this for a lot of people, and there are two things that really are big contributors to whether or not your Social Security is going to be taxed. One is if you earned a pension when you were working and you decided to take it monthly over your lifetime, then that almost certainly guarantees that your Social Security is going to be taxed at or near the maximum. And the alternative to that, of course, maybe it's not obvious, is most companies offer you a lump sum rollover. And if you took that lump sum rollover, then there are strategies you can use to avoid having your Social Security taxable. The other thing is if you've saved too much in your IRAs and 401ks. Now that sounds kind of silly, but the trade-off when you're working is whether you're going to put money into IRAs or Roth IRAs. And we've done a podcast on the difference, the choice you can make between IRAs, which are tax deferred, and Roth IRAs, which are tax free. So if you've saved too much in tax deferred accounts, IRAs, 401ks, those types of things, and not enough in Roth IRAs, once you turn 70 and a half, Paul, and the IRS starts making you take money out of your IRAs, those required minimum distributions, that almost guarantees that your Social Security will be taxed perpetually. So, Walter, those are the two things that almost always, when I see whether somebody's Social Security is going to be taxable, it almost always has to do with they're receiving a pension and they're over 70 and a half and they have to start taking chunks of money out of their IRAs and 401ks. So, Paul, thanks so much for this question. Walter, I love it when we can turn a listener question into some sort of learning event. So a whole lot of people out there don't understand that their Social Security benefits are very likely going to be taxed. And if that isn't built into your retirement plan, then it really needs to be. So make sure you're on a lookout for that as you're building your retirement plan.
As we wrap up the show this week, David, that's exactly what I was going to ask you. Paul's not alone here. Do you get just tons and tons of Social Security questions when people come through your door?
I do. And Social Security has reduced the number of choices that you have. It used to be really wide open as to how many other choices you have. But the question we get a lot is not so much, are there ways I can game the system anymore, but how can I reduce the taxes on my Social Security? That's a planning question. You do have choices if you look at it early enough. So I'd encourage you, if you're in your 50s or early 60s, take a look at this now. If you don't know how to take a look at it, get some advice, hopefully from a person acting as a fiduciary, to help you set up your retirement so that, if possible, your Social Security benefits can be either taxed in a low tax fashion or perhaps not at all.
If you've got any questions about the podcast or about some of the things we've talked about today relating to Social Security and your own financial plan, it's easy to get in touch with David and ask those questions. 913-317-1414. Again, 913 area code 317-1414. Puts you in touch with the KC Financial Advisors office. And you can always go online to coveryourassetskc.com. Maybe even go through the complete planning review process and make sure that you've got a financial plan that's built to last as long as you do. Not only getting to retirement, remember that's just the start of the next phase of life. You want to get all the way through it as well. If you've got questions, comments, concerns, we love to hear them. CoverYourAssetsKC.com is the website. And again, you can call 913-317-1414. David, thanks for breaking down Paul's question on today's show. And a little preview, we're going to take another listener question that's going to lead to some good back and forth next week from Rebecca. And we're going to be talking about an inheritance and some of the issues that come along with that, the planning challenges as well. So lots to look forward to tackling that question next week. And until then, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I totally enjoyed it. That was a really good topic, and we'll look forward to next week as well.
Going to be a lot of fun. Thanks so much, David. And for David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. We'll look forward to talking to you next time on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.